This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The breaking news today, Jenna, is about a report by the Internal Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, just out, in which it says some 858 people who were set to be deported, immigrants set to be deported from what they call special interest countries. These are countries that are of concern for national security to the United States. They were, according to this report, mistakenly given citizenship because the fingerprints were not on file and they were using different dates of birth, and they managed to get through. 858. They say at least that many. They also point out that these people could potentially serve in law enforcement and have security clearance, and that there's an ongoing investigation. This fits, Jenna, into what the concern about screening immigrants coming into the country, let alone Syrian refugees. But this is an internal DHS report in this administration.
Right. We're going to have to go. I only have about 30 seconds here. But just to underscore that point, these were people that were set to be deported, right? These were not just we lost track of them. We as a government wanted to deport these individuals that were granted citizenship.
They had final deportation orders, and yet they were granted citizenship, naturalized citizens. And, you know, it just fits in with the news. We don't know the background of this guy in New York, but he is a naturalized citizen from Afghanistan. And it's interesting that this report comes out today from the DHS IG.
Well, it gives us a lot to talk about and to think about. Brett, great to see you as always. See you tonight.
Okay. See you, John.
Of course, we're talking about the I guess you could say he's a terrorist, you know, who set the bombs, you know, there in New York and New Jersey. But this report from the Department of Homeland Security and the Inspector General, that 855 people, Scott, that are in line to be deported. I mean, it was like, hey, today's your winning day. You're not going to be deported. We're going to make you a citizen. Raise your right hand with all the benefits thereof after breaking the law. I mean, this kind of incompetence is unconscionable, and we're worrying about just having a vetting system that we already know is inferior and lacking on so many levels. And they can't even get this right. They can't even keep the people in the right line. And again, it just underscores just how incompetent our government has become because it's so bloated. They just can't. I mean, this is a huge mistake. 850. I mean, this is like, well, one or two people. This is massive. And, you know, you hear very little outrage, you know, from the people and from the mainstream media about this, you know, that somehow maybe in their calculus, 858 people and what happened here, and this is just one instant. I mean, you know, God only knows how many other instances like this have occurred. I don't think this is the be-all and end-all of it, 858 people. This is a recent, you know, a recent study that was done by the Inspector General at DHS. What an absolute mess here. And how do you feel about that, America? I mean, with this, you know, immigration system that we have right now, is it any wonder that a majority of Americans are losing faith in our institutions and are getting so frustrated and skeptical about, you know, the people in government that are supposedly, you know, their number one duty is to our national security. And here it is so compromised. I mean, the reason we have a Department of Homeland Security in the first place is so that their focus would be national security. But what do you do if they themselves are the biggest violators of our national security? I mean, who's not getting the memo? who's going to get fired in this whole situation? I mean, as if this is acceptable. You and I, if we were working in any other job in the public sector, this would be unacceptable.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. As always, good to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And, take advantage of the offers from our sponsors that support us. And we thank you for doing that. If you want to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us. He is a contributor with Conservative Review, a frequent guest here on Bill Martinez Live, as well as the O'Reilly Factor, Glenn Beck, Fox and Friends, you name it. Tom's all over the place because he's highly respected for his expertise. Tom Borelli, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm thrilled I'm back again with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you with us, Tom. In your recent article, you bring up the point that the radical environmental activists, unbeknownst to us and right underneath our very noses, are becoming the fourth branch of government, aren't they?
They really are, Bill. It really is a shadow government because everybody's focused on the presidential election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are advocacy groups, very well-funded advocacy groups that are really undermining our ability to become energy independent. Mm-hmm. And over the last several months, there have been numerous examples where environmental activists have engaged in illegal activities, including arson and blocking roads and chaining themselves to cars in order to stop the construction of pipelines around the country that would be able to deliver cheap and powerful sources of energy. So they're really trying to, keep the energy in the ground and not allow it for use by the American people.
Well, they are a bit desperate, aren't they, Tom? Because they see this president who has aligned with them. I mean, he is he's right with them, all part of this cabal, so to speak. And, they see his days are coming to an end, and they're not sure if it's going to be a Hillary Clinton administration or a Trump administration. And so they're doubling down. They figure, hey, look, we better grab as much as we can here because we're going to have to negotiate. If it's a Donald Trump administration, we're going to lose some of this power. And so let's have more bargaining chips while we got them, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's an increasing desperation on the left because they really do fear a President Trump because his energy policy is directly opposite of that of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton really wants to end the use of fossil fuels. She wants a solar panel on every house. Donald Trump is to 180 different. He wants to open up federal lands for energy exploration and development, wants to have a regulation moratorium, wants to review regulations that end up boosting the prices of energy. So the left is certainly kind of in a panic, and so they're going through extreme measures to really stop our use of our, God-given natural resources by trying to block these pipelines.
Well, these progressive policies are just killing the middle class and the poor, and this is why Donald Trump is starting to connect with the poor in America and even black America and saying, you know, what have you got to lose? I mean, you have been supporting the Democratic Party all this time and progressives, and they keep coming up with these programs that are just killing you. Yes, they're offering you more goodies, but, you know, what they giveth, they taketh away.
No, absolutely. Just look at what President Obama did to coal miners. He promised to bankrupt coal companies, which he did, and Hillary Clinton's promising to do the same. And then she says she's going to give $30 billion to, you know, re-educate these coal miners. They don't want to be re-educated in terms of new jobs. They want to have the old jobs they had that were high-paying, you know, $50,000 a year, and they could have, you know, really enjoy the American dream, but the big government stepped in the way.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what Hillary Clinton wants to do.
You know, it's like she's patting them on the head, just saying, you poor little minions, you don't know better. I'm not ready to put you in the deplorable package, but basket, but I think, and you're not totally irredeemable because you still have a vote. So, you know, I'm going to throw, several billions of dollars here to re-educate you because you just don't know better.
Exactly. It's more disdain of really, as you mentioned before, the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
The progressive left really doesn't like the middle class, the people who live and work hard in the flyover states. The evidence is ample of that. Remember, President Obama, when he was running, he was speaking to people in Pennsylvania how they like to cling to their guns and their Bibles. Well, Hillary Clinton, with her deplorable comment, is basically saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, energy workers, I think, do fit into that deplorable bucket or basket, as she would say. Because they want to be independent, they want to have their own sources of income, and they want to live the American dream. But big government sticking their nose in the way and preventing that.
Mm-hmm.
And these activists are moving right along as part of the, you know, progressive, really, jihad against energy.
Exactly. Well, the middle class has built this country. It has been on their backs that this country has flourished, and on their backs, by the grace of God, that it's still in existence today, in spite of progressives' policies. It's because of their hard work. It's the same thing that has happened in other, you know, socialized governments and countries. If it wasn't for the hard work and responsibility ethic of the local people, you know, the governments would be under, you know, they would be absolutely undermined. And yet, you know, President Obama and Hillary and Tim Kaine and all these progressives and Nancy Pelosi will laud the commitment and the hard work DNA of America. And, you know, we're not afraid of hard work, but what really frustrates us is when our productivity is stifled. And especially when it's social engineered, as Newt Gingrich referred to it, by these progressives that think they know better.
Yeah, could you think of more frustrating and twisted consequences of being an employed worker in the energy field, whether it be a coal miner or working on these fracking wells or even the pipeline? And the federal government policy is essentially to put you out of a job,
drive
you to the unemployment line. That is fundamentally un-American, but this is what it is about when big government is picking winners and losers.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama started with it. He wanted to bankrupt coal in order to prop up renewable energy, wind turbines and solar panels. And Hillary Clinton is doubling down on that. Remember, not only does she want to bankrupt coal miners and coal companies, but she also wants to regulate fracking to such a degree that very little of it would go on. Ladies and gentlemen, because of fracking, we are the largest energy producer now in the world, and she wants to put an end to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're firmly convinced in their rhetoric and their ideology that fracking is absolutely dangerous. I mean, this is the doctrine that is spewed out there. There is no fact and substance to that. But typical of, if it's, has to do with, global warming or issues of the environment, they come up with these, bumper sticker headlines. And that's about as much substance as they have, Tom, is, the thickness of a bumper sticker.
No, that's right. And they weren't counting on an energy revolution under the Obama watch.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the irony of all this.
Mm-hmm.
This is his worst nightmare, is that people with technology were able to develop a way where they could drill horizontally through the shale rock and unleash all this energy. And all of this is happening, the vast majority of it's happening on private and state lands, not on federal lands. And yet somehow President Obama is benefiting because of lower gas prices, of which he's taking credit for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at the same time. I mean, it's just incredible. Dr. Tom Borelli has been with us. Tom, as always, great to have your insight. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
They play tambourine with their silver jangle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, yeah. Let's sing it, huh?
Elvira.
It's 19 minutes after top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Just the way you like us, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Always good to have you along with us. We're on the West Coast after we finished up our telethon on Sunday night. This was for the Assyrian military families. What a blessing. I cannot tell you how blessed I was to be part of it. It was one of those things that came about that I just sensed that it was, you know, the hand of God. I mean, it wasn't anything that I designed. It was kind of a last-minute invitation to come and host a telethon. And it was such a blessing to be there in service to these Assyrian military families for what's going on there in Iraq and Syria and what you would declare as ancient Mesopotamia, the Nineveh Plains. You know, we see with the TV reports, some of the video, the destruction, the attacks on Christians, particularly what happened to the Yazidis, the Assyrian Christians. I mean, these are the people that speak the language of Jesus. I mean, the tongue of Jesus himself. I mean, it just, and they've been eradicated, you know, from one point, well, something like 1.2 million people down to about maybe a couple hundred thousand. They have, for the last 100 years, been in this cycle of a Holocaust and extermination that has happened cyclically. And it was just about a time when they were getting their feet underneath and things were looking, you know, very positive, and they were thinking they saw light at the end of the tunnel. But what it was a train coming in their direction, all loaded up with ISIS. And they just went through that territory, and the things that they did, the atrocities, while the international community has just been standing by watching. I mean, absolutely disgusting. But yet, you know, the people there have taken responsibility, the Christian community, and they are defending themselves. And they're looking to America. They're looking to America. They're looking to our politicians to help out. But our politicians, for whatever reason, it's hard to understand what is going on. And I don't want to bring in, you know, into the conversation, because I know some immediately go there and say, well, you know, it's not a surprise. You know, we are an anti-Christian community. We have a president that's very, you know, pro-Muslim, you know, so why should he care about what's happening with Christians there in the Middle East? I understand why you might think that. And that might be the case, but I think we need to keep the pressure on our elected officials and say, look, we cannot ignore what's happening with our Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East, and particularly there in the area of Syria, in the Nineveh Plains. It is disgusting. You know, yes, it's typical terror, horror terror, perpetrated by ISIS. You know, but when you hear the individual stories, it is absolutely heartbreaking. And here we are, while we were sleeping, you know, through the night and enjoying our Western culture and lifestyle, people are being murdered. I mean, this is World War II all over again. And are we going to wake up and realize afterwards, you know, while we ignored it, the kind of things that were going on? Yes, beheadings and young girls being torn away from their families to be used as sex slaves. And, you know, if they don't get along and the parents are giving them too bad a time, if they, you know, ask for a ransom, they take the ransom, they don't return the girl. Some cases, they even dismember the young girl and send the girl back, the daughter back to their family in pieces. Can you imagine opening up that package? I mean, this is what's going on. There was an interview with a young 10-year-old boy that was just heartbreaking. You just wanted to, you know, hug this kid. This is from, you know, a documentary that Elma Addy and Jordan Allitt had put together at their own expense. They went to Syria. This is a fourth grade teacher we're talking about in Elma Addy. Fourth grade teacher. We talked with her yesterday, as you might recall. And she, you know, she's an Assyrian American. She goes there and they produce, her and Jordan at their expense, produce this documentary, and the life stories are just heartbreaking. And one in particular was of this 10-year-old boy just sitting there, and you could just see the fear, you know, not only the fear, but just the pain in his heart and his very soul, that all he wanted to do was do what 10-year-old boys do. He wanted to go play soccer. He wanted to be able to have a home, you know, like what we want for all our kids. But you know, they're deprived of that right now in huge measure. And this was a, as I said, a territory that was starting to be revitalized. Home ownership, I mean, homes, you know, $500,000, those have all been taken over by the radicals, by ISIS. They've come in, taken over property. They've sold the property to make money. I mean, they're doing everything they can, you know, from stealing the oil and the minerals in the area to home ownership, anywhere that they can generate a revenue, they're, it's no holds barred. And the Christian community there in the Middle East, in the Nineveh Plains, they've fallen victim to the same, you know, format, the same model that ISIS has used as they've taken over. But the Christians have been targeted because they see it. ISIS sees it as an easy target, you know, in much the same way that our CIA expert who came on earlier to share some things that we can do to protect ourselves, you know, in mitigating the vulnerability. Well, Christians there in the Middle East, they have little. You know, they were a minority to begin with. So it's not like they're close to, you know, the leader, the president, the despot. They're not. Saddam Hussein allowed them to exist, basically allowed them to exist because, you know, some of it was financial. Some of it was that he knew that the Christians weren't giving him, you know, a whole lot of problems. And it was okay. He kind of controlled all these tensions between these different groups and more or less dictated that they, you know, they get along and there was space for them and they started to thrive. But as soon as he was out of there, everything was unhinged. And now all of a sudden you have ISIS coming in and they're cleansing everything. And America and the international community is not putting eyes on this. We're not responding with a sense of urgency that I believe that we should be responding to, because this is, once again, this is the Holocaust. This is the human genocide that is taking place that, as the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, this is World War II all over again. And if you remember, for those of us that remember history, some have lived it that are still alive today, the mantra was never again. Well, here we are, never again, again. And this is happening right before our eyes. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I want to do whatever I can to keep a focus on this, to keep reporting on it. And I would suggest that you check out, check out the website of Our Last Stand. This is the story of Assyrians, what they're facing with today, a documentary produced by an Assyrian-American fourth grade teacher, Elma Adi, and Jordan Allard. And Jordan, who's been on with us a couple of times, Jordan, of course, also produced the movie at his own expense. And he's a devout Catholic who saw this and could not just stand by any longer. And I got to tell you, I feel so connected to them and to others who are standing up. And here it is, and particularly, you know, these Assyrian military families. You imagine the breadwinner of the families, they have to go to the front line. They have to defend the cause. And they're, you know, by the grace of God, they're holding back ISIS right now in their community to the point that you have, you know, 200,000 Christians that are surviving and hanging in there. But they're looking for a lifeline. They're looking for international help. They're looking for help from America. And for whatever reason, the policies of this administration, you know, maybe just not realizing how big of a problem it is. But, maybe what it's going to take, I don't know. And I hate to put it in these terms, but if we had to live, you know, 30 seconds of what the Assyrian Christians are faced with on a daily basis, could the West handle it? Could America handle it? Could our president handle it? Could he handle opening up a UPS box and seeing what they see? This is absolutely incredible and heartbreaking, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to keep the pressure on our legislators. We got to let them know that this is unacceptable.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Time for us to do something, and I want you to know your voice really does count. Your vote does count, but you got to register it and you got to cast it, okay? You just can't sit there on your couch and think it's going to happen automatically. I mean, the reason we have the government we have today is because so many of us checked out. And I can appreciate and understand some of the excuse, because it's been difficult. But we have to understand, you know, just like our administration, our president needs to understand what the war is, what the enemy is, and where we need to focus our resources. And it's the same thing, you know, that you need to consider when you're talking about getting this country back on track. There's certain issues, certain target points that we need to focus on. But we need to be aware, and we need to invest some time into our government so that we can get this thing back on track. But it requires we the people. Oh, yeah, that's right. We are a government of, for, and by we the people. That means it's our responsibility. Hey, Jeff Hunt is with us right now, the director of the Centennial Institute. He has served as media coordinator for the Senate Republican Conference, special assistant to Senator Rick Santorum in his 2012 White House bid, and director of Colorado Coalitions for Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. Jeff Hunt, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me, and amen to everything you just said about getting involved. That's fantastic.
Exactly. All hands on deck. That's what it's going to require, because all hands have been off deck, and the elites have been running away and putting us into a ditch here. And they tell us that, you know, Jeff, they want to convince us that if we just give them a little bit more time and a little bit more money, somehow they'll figure it out.
Well, and it's really, I think the biggest failure is this belief that the kind of government's going to provide all the solutions and care for everything that we need to do in our society. And that's a real abdication of personal and individual responsibility and community responsibility that we,
exactly.
You know, just turn everything over to them and everything will work out. Just give them some more time, like you said. But really, we're the ones that are responsible for the health of our communities, and we need to get back to that personal responsibility.
And what amazes me, Jeff, is the evidence is so clear. I mean, when has it ever worked, what progressives have been throwing our way? The trajectory that they're on is typical of what, has happened in Europe. Time and again, the people find themselves being enslaved. I mean, in a lot of ways. I mean, we had a really neat and revealing conversation with David Stockton, the father of Reaganomics. And he made it clear. I mean, we are entrenched in this modern day slavery that has been instituted by 12 unelected officials.
Well, what's so bizarre to me is that, you know, we're the iPhone generation, but we keep voting for post office solutions when it comes to our government.
Brilliant.
The computer you're carrying around in your pocket is more powerful than the computer that took men to the moon, and yet we're still thinking that that the post office is going to solve all of our problems.
And again, you look back historically, and you see when people take on the responsibility and do what our founding fathers intended with this founding document called the U.S. Constitution, which we just celebrated again and were reminded of last week. When that happens, it goes well. It people are productive, we're innovative, we're happier, more fulfilled than we have been. But yet we just are willing to turn that over to a small group of elites that say, you know, that pat you on your head, Jeff, and say, that's okay, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And we need to, like I said, we need to be people that are responsible for our own communities, get back to that type of personal responsibility. That's what solves problems, when we own and care for our neighbors. I honestly believe that if we took that command to care for our neighbors seriously, invested in our own communities, they wouldn't have a leg to stand on, because we'd be showing them what good solutions look like.
Well, the grassroots level would be so strong, it would be very difficult to penetrate at best. And maybe this is what it has to take, Jeff, you know, is that there has to be a violation of the law of gravity enough to where people say, you know what, hitting the ground hurts. I'm going to stop doing this. You know, maybe that's what we have to go through. Jeff, I want to talk to you. You're there in Colorado, and I want to talk about Prop 106, the Colorado Assisted Suicide Initiative. Bring our audience up to date on that, if you would, please.
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Bill, for allowing us to talk on this issue. This is very troubling, and I think for a lot of us that are concerned about the most vulnerable in our communities, this is going to be the next big social issue that we're going to be fighting about for the next 20 years. Big entities like George Soros are pouring in millions and millions of dollars to make doctor-assisted suicide and then eventually euthanasia legal in the United States. They've been successful in a handful of states, Oregon, Washington, California, and they're now kind of moving from the west towards the east. So Colorado's the next one that they're trying to legalize doctor-assisted suicide. And this is very, very problematic. If you look what's happened in Europe and even starting to happen in Oregon, it very quickly moves from a right to die to a duty to die.
Exactly.
What do I mean by that? And I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill.
No. Exactly. You framed it just perfect, that's the mindset. I mean, it's a creep that has come into our culture that has moved it, from a right to a duty.
That's exactly right. And, it's often sold as a personal decision. Let me choose how I want to end my life if I'm in a tremendous amount of pain. And I think a lot of people are sympathetic to the fact that they don't want people to be in pain. But if you look at what's happened in Oregon, you're actually inviting government and insurance companies to get involved in the decision. So this is a true case that's happened in Oregon. People diagnosed with terminal illness with a certain cancer that requires Medicaid in Oregon to pay $4,000 per month to keep them alive. they're getting letters from the government that says, we're not going to pay the $4,000 per month to keep you alive, but we'll pay the $100 for you to kill yourself.
Wow.
And so now you're actually involving government and insurance companies in everybody's end-of-life decisions. People that would never choose to commit doctor-assisted suicide or euthanasia are now being forced by the government because they can't afford it to pay for those expensive drugs, are now the only option left to them is to kill themselves. And so,
exactly.
Like I said, it moves very quickly from a right to die to a duty to die because you're involving the government.
Is it any wonder, Jeff, I mean, what has happened to our culture, how we've moved away from respecting life? We've been disrespecting life since the 1970s. And it just keeps on mounting. I mean, here recently with Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which is illegal. And, you know, government's answer was, hey, we're going to arrest the guy who caught them in the lie and videotape them. And Planned Parenthood, we're just going to give them more money, right?
Oh, you're exactly right. And Pope John Paul II coined the term the culture of death. What he meant by that was that we're quickly becoming a society where only the strong, the wealthy are thriving. If you're considered a burden, maybe during pregnancy, you're aborted. If you're a burden when you're older or elderly, we're gonna euthanize you like they do in Europe. And we're getting to a point where only the strong and the healthy are allowed to thrive. And mm-hmm. if you look at most of the people that are against doctor-assisted suicide, it's the handicapped community because they know what's coming.
Exactly.
They see it coming down the pike, that very soon they're going to be the ones that are forced off because they're not part of the strong and healthy.
Yeah, like they would say in Star Trek, if your shields are weak, you're vulnerable. And, you know, it's not going to take much more of another hit to take you out. And here it is. Our government is culpable. And, you know, I think Margaret Sanger would be proud of a 21st century America, wouldn't she?
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing how far we have fallen. You know, Jeff, thank you so much for all the hard work and keeping this up to the forefront. And, you know, you're always welcome back. We've got to keep this in front of the minds of Coloradans, but also for other states, because it's going to be coming to a state near you very shortly. Jeff Hunt, director of Centennial Institute, served as media coordinator for the Senate Republican Conference, special assistant to Senator Rick Santorum as well. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on. I am
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, along with our sponsors, which I thank you so much for supporting. Also, past interviews that you can listen to and download and, you know, have a little podcast of your own, custom made. Why not? All available right there for you. Jennifer Burke is with us, the co-founder of Politistic and the editor-in-chief. She graduated from Texas A&M University, a certified teacher with 12 years experience in the classroom. And what I appreciate about Jennifer's heart is that she has a passion for the fight for freedom for current and future generations. Jennifer, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly what it's all about. What kind of a America, do we want to leave for our children, one where they experience freedom, or one like in Venezuela, which is the socialistic system that the Bernie Sanders supporters of the world would like to move us to, where people can't find toilet tissue and are told by their government to cook rocks if they're hungry. Yeah. And that actually happened.
Well, and this is amazing, too, Jennifer. You know, you bring up a good point. A lot of kids today that are subjected to, I call it indoctrination, this anti-American sentiment and indoctrination. You know, they think it's all cool. You know, they get a T-shirt. They got Che Guevara on their chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what other, you know, political subversive and revolutionary that they want to carry out. But it's like nobody's telling them, like, are you out of your mind? Do you realize what Che Guevara stood for? Do you have any clue whatsoever? But it's all, you know, the Bernie Sanders crowd. And I'm broad brushing here, admittedly. Okay, so forgive me. But in a general context, it's just, surfs up, and this is fashionable, so let's kind of, get on this wave. But when you try to have a conversation with them, they're absolutely clueless as to the end game of these different political thoughts. And then it's like, say, all right, go ahead and create a country for yourself, and why would you not want something that has proven itself for over 200 years like America?
Right. Yeah. My 27-year-old stepdaughter, she never really got a ton into politics as much as our sons did, even though they're younger than she is. But in recent years, she has. And she sent me a brilliant, brilliant meme. And Bernie Sanders proved this to be true with his $600,000 vacation home purchase after the primary. And that's his third home. And
yes.
It was, this is your country on socialism. This is your hospitals on socialism. This is your politicians on socialism. And it shows this big, elaborate house. And yes. I thought it was such a powerful visual, but they don't. That's why you have, Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback, on the one hand, saying he's not going to honor a flag of a country that oppresses black people and people of color, and then give the press conference the very next day wearing a T-shirt with Fidel Castro on it.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a complete disconnect and lack of understanding of not just history, but reality.
And then the following week, wear socks at a practice with, you know, with pigs wearing cop hats.
Right.
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 What's all that about?
He has respect for police officers. Somebody that does that has absolutely no respect for police officers. And, you know, just yesterday, just to tell you, and I didn't hear Obama speak out about this, mm-hmm. Three police officers in Phoenix, one
yes.
guy had just
oh my
started
goodness.
His very first day on the job, were hit intentionally by a man in a vehicle. And this was this guy's second time attacking police. He did so, what they say, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The rookie, one guy was his first day on the job. He went flying through the air. I mean, it was insane to look at. He suffered a head injury. Another guy suffered, I think, back injuries. One of the other guys was able to miraculously get out of the way. But this is what all they were doing was standing in a parking lot, probably after going in to get some coffee or something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens to them. They're standing by a marked car.
Right.
In their uniform.
It was horrific. That footage was absolutely horrific. In fact, I thought it was quite ironic that Fox, you know, was saying, because that's where I saw it. It was on Fox News. They apologized for the footage, but they kept showing it over and over again. I go, oh, what is this, Lee Harvey Oswald getting shot again? I mean, it mm-hmm. is a horrific, video there of watching these three police just rolled over. I mean, it's like, what, the car intifada now has come to the United States?
Right. I mean, it exactly. The man used a car as a weapon, and in Dallas, a man put himself up in a sniper position in order to, as he said, hurt as many white officers as possible. And this man chose to use a vehicle. So on the one hand, Colin Kaepernick faced no repercussions for wearing socks with police officers pictured as pigs, and on the other hand, the Dallas Cowboys were told, "No, I'm sorry, you can't put a sticker on your helmet for the season." In honor of the memory of those police officers that were killed simply for being police officers. And on the one hand, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, says, you know what, I support Kaepernick and his protest. You know, we need to have a discussion. And on the other hand, he's threatening to, I don't know if he's made the final decision, to fine other NFL players, some of them black, who mm-hmm. wanted to wear cleats in honor of those killed on 9/11.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like the world is completely upside down.
It really is. And the thing is I think Roger Goodell and he's not a dummy. I mean, this is a smart man. He's confused. I got to tell you, because there is a time and place. If Colin Kaepernick wants to object, hey, you have every right to do so. But, you know, last time I checked, you do not own the NFL. And what's going to mm-hmm. happen is they're going to continue to abuse that brand to such a degree that, you know, the people are going to turn their backs. I mean, because you're talking a lot of veterans, you're talking military families, everything that's associated with the goodness of America and all that the flag represents. And if these guys start, you know, continuing to disrespect, I mean, now we've had three athletes. And generally what happens when athletes do this, they shortly find the exit doors. Now, Kaepernick is in a vulnerable position, a star quarterback at one point. I mean, obviously, to the point that he still garners $119 million as a salary. Thank you very much. You know, last time I checked, if you go anywhere else in the world, I don't think you're going to make $119
right.
million, dollars, right?
Right.
So here he is, yes. and he's abusing, to me, he's abusing the bigger brand and how the commissioner is allowing him and others to do this. I mean, we have a female soccer player doing the same thing. It's like, okay, go find your place. If you really want to go make a difference, then Colin Kaepernick, go down in these poor areas, and go be a spokesperson. If there's injustice that you see, then articulate it. But when he had his 15 minutes of fame to be able to talk about it, you know, I was disappointed. He could not articulate his position. Did I miss something here, Jennifer?
No, you didn't. And, you know, when I first saw what he did, my first inclination was to think, what, is he trying to set himself up to cry racism or discrimination if he's let go? Because
exactly.
The fact of the matter is, he's not a very good quarterback. He had one good season. They traded Alex Smith and kept him. I'm sure it's a decision they've regretted because it's been downhill since then. The 49ers had an opportunity to get rid of him during the offseason, which they should have taken that opportunity. But now he's sitting on the bench. I think this year he's making 11 this year.
Yeah, I'm here.
Conversation
okay,
for yes. analysts and everything. But mm-hmm. people are already pretty ticked off with the NFL, with Roger Goodell constantly adding more overseas games. You know, so if your team is playing in London, you have to wake up at 6 a.m., depending upon your time zone, to watch them.
Right.
But I think that Trent Dilfer is actually one of my favorite analysts on TV, has been for a long time, because I think he's really good. But he said that, and he's getting a lot of flack for this, that Colin Kaepernick, as a backup quarterback, his job is to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he should not be making a spectacle of himself,
right.
that he's putting himself above the team. Because the fact of the matter is, his actions are going to impact how people view that team, whether people support that team. Maybe the city of San Francisco might be behind him, but when he was in San Diego for the last preseason game, he got booed widely.
Yes.
When they called his name. I think it's the entire thing is a PR nightmare. Not only for the NFL, but for the 49ers as well.
Exactly. Well, of course, San Diego, a military town being what it is. Just as San Diego had a right to express their viewpoint, Colin Kaepernick has a right, and we're not saying that he doesn't. We're just saying, at least I'm saying, is that there is a place. This is not the place to
mm-hmm.
do this. And
right.
and your mindset was the same as mine. My immediate thought went through, he's headed to the exit door. Now he's going to claim some sort of injustice. And now the 49ers, you know, what are they going to do? They let this guy go.
Mm-hmm.
And so because, you know, he wore the wrong socks or, you know, he took his his American right and stood for justice for all, and the 49ers decided to kick him out the door when it had nothing to do with it. Go ahead.
Right. But, I mean, look at it. Colin Kaepernick, when he chose to sit, he said, I don't care if I lose endorsements. And my first thought with that statement was, dude, I don't know that you have any endorsements anymore because you haven't been good for a couple of years.
Right.
But he might have a right to stand and say what he wants to. But it's not protected under the First Amendment because the 49ers are not the government.
Right.
I mean, it's the government not being able to impede your freedom of speech. Look at Brandon Marshall
in
the
Denver.
Broncos.
Right.
He's lost
exactly.
two major endorsement deals because of his choice. And the companies have the right to cut him, which they did.
Well, the Players Association, I think, need to get these guys together before they absolutely implode and do some irreparable damage, not only, you know, for themselves individually, but for the greater brand, the NFL, because Goodell's leadership is obviously missing in this case, Jennifer. Jennifer Burke has been with us, co-founder of Politistic and the editor-in-chief. Jennifer, thank you so much. Don't forget, you can go to Politistic.com for more information. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are the answers to your present and